Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our discussion on why a property does or does not sell. And today's topic is marketing and exposure.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We were talking about some of the influences on a sale. Obviously, price solves almost all of these hurdles. But if you want to maximize your price, there's other parts of the purchase that will have great influence toward a higher sales price.
Certainly, you don't select a personal residence based exclusively on location, exclusively on timing, etc. But this all fits into a puzzle that if you really do enough research and select wisely, you'll be rewarded with a higher price upon resale.
We talked about location and we also talked about timing. Interesting thing is if there's a downturn or recession, only people that are going to be impacted are those who move during that time. So timing
those who
is
sell. That's
yeah,
right.
So it's irrelevant otherwise, that little blip in the map.
Right.
Let's look at marketing exposure. Everyone that needs to know about the property before you're able to say with confidence that you're fully exposed to the marketplace, if you don't have those people aware of the property, then you won't have the confidence you're getting the top price.
Well, that's an interesting process because marketing in the minds of some people is simply stick a sign in the front yard or an ad in the local newspaper or the nickel, what's it called, nickel something or another.
I don't know if there's a nickel thing anymore, but.
Oops. Well, shows how old I am.
But the periodicals are one way to do it. What we want to talk about is how do you tell the entire world? The expectation is that the world will know about this house. So you have to use great photography on the internet.
If you can't entice them, though, with an attractive front door and appearance, I'd be willing to bet you're not going to get them over the threshold. And if you can't get them over the threshold, I'd be willing to bet you aren't going to be able to sell the thing.
The discussion we have as realtors is we've got to bring enough value by fully exposing the property that we raise the price above what they would have done as sellers on their own in our absence. So we've got to make sure that we're doing the right thing. That's a great place to start in your conversation with a potential realtor is the marketing exposure. Talking price is interesting, but you will be in charge of the price. Marketing exposure will be left to the hands of the realtor.
And at that particular point, you're either out there or you're only partly out there, and you need a full exposure in most situations.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.